Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on! This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from BBVA Compass on Post Oak and Westheimer. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, welcome in. The Usual Suspects here on ESPN 97.5. John and Dell. The Usual Suspects.
They've given us 7 hours. We do 7 hours now. That started today.
How about
today.
This? We get to do 7 hours today.
7 hours.
Because those two are lazy.
You know, everyone predicted.
Lazy.
You know, people predicted how you would open the show, and calling them lazy was the overwhelming front runner.
There's no question. Well, if you don't want to do your own show, should you even be in the business?
No. Maybe they should work Memorial Day. Maybe they should be the only local show on the ESPN side to work Memorial Day because of what's going on.
Because
right
they
now.
Don't feel like doing today's show, so yeah. So they should work Memorial Day.
The only
show. They should do
show.
Everyone's show.
They should go from 9 to 7.
I think you know what? I'm so disgusted with those two that they just, you know, don't feel like working, so they just don't work.
I mean
it's crap.
I understand it from Joel. But Barry, I thought, really was a hungry guy who wanted to work. I think Joel's kind of resting on his laurels. I'm not surprised he doesn't want to work.
Do you know how lazy comedians are?
Well, you got to travel. I mean, you got to go around the country. I thought Barry was hungry. Joel, not so much.
No, apparently he's not. Apparently he's not. We're having a technical. This is the first time ever.
What is going on in the background?
Here at Gal Media that we've had. Hey, can you, we're still doing, hey, Kane, we're actually still doing the show, so can you ask them to turn that down? That'd be awesome. I wish they all could be California girls, but what the hell? Well, it's not on them.
No, it's not normally, really their fault.
Normally, you know, the next show starts at this time, so really can't blame them. There you go. Thank you. No, they're having technical difficulties. The first time at Gal Media that we've had any technical difficulties, so we apologize for those of you that love, their moms that love them and love that show.
You think the only people who care about that show are the mothers of the participants in the show?
Well, I just know that their moms love them, so that's all. That's all I said.
This is really.
I didn't say the only people.
It sounded like you were implying that. This really puts a crimp in the rest of our weekends. I mean, this is a 3-day weekend we're about to start. And Joel and Barry don't even want to work.
You said you were going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I've seen it.
Saturday night after your sex show.
No,
what happened?
I said I was going to see Alien because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy the previous weekend. But I did see Alien. And oddly enough, an alien got into someone's chest and then exploded out of his chest and became an even bigger alien. Because the plot for Alien is the same thing in every damn movie. The same plot.
So an alien came out of someone's chest and got bigger.
Well, first, an unsuspecting human walks into something where they shouldn't be, usually a white person, and an alien jumps on their face. And they're freaking out, and, oh, no, what's going on? And then the alien eventually plants itself in that person's body, And then maybe 30 minutes later, the alien bursts out of that person's chest and eventually becomes this giant man-killing machine. And I would be surprised by that, except it happens in every alien movie. It's the plot line to every movie. The only difference is I won't give away the actual plot twist, even though it barely was one.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
How about if I hadn't seen this alien movie and now you told me what the hell happens?
You wouldn't suspect that an alien would infiltrate someone's body and then become an even bigger alien after it bursts out of their chest because you've never seen an alien movie before?
No, I've seen the other ones, but obviously I haven't seen this one and now you've ruined it.
Yeah, that is the plot of every alien movie. And there is a plot twist in this one. It's not very clever. You kind of figure it out pretty quickly.
Well, you might as well tell us now.
Nah, I'll leave that one for people. They haven't seen it yet.
But, oh, so you don't want to tell them what the movie's about. I get it.
No.
It's not about an alien coming out of someone's body
because it's,
and then becoming
that is
super
not,
human
killer. That is not the plot because that happens in how do you get the terror and the drama? You have to have an alien bursting out of someone's chest. So a lot of people die. And aliens are bursting out of people's chests, but that's not the plot twist of the movie.
Way to ruin it.
Yeah,
way to ruin it for me that people die in this movie.
I can tell you Game of Thrones people die in that one, too, if I'm ruining – am I ruining stuff for you there?
Apparently, did you see the trailers for the Game of Thrones?
I did. Finally, Danny.
Why did you watch? I thought you weren't going to watch anything.
I wasn't going to watch any of the behind-the-scenes stuff. But the trailer is just kind of you can kind of figure it out. They're traveling from Marine to Westeros. Danny finally is going to touch Westeros, and then we'll go from there. But they didn't really give anything away. I mean, we knew at the end of the season finale of the previous season, this is what was going to happen. And that's pretty much all they showed. No characters that we haven't seen together are together. So they didn't give much away, if anything.
They didn't give away anything. All right, I can watch them now then.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch them.
You don't see any characters that haven't been interacting with each other before, not that I remember. So there's no plot twist. Or nothing.
All right.
Or plot killers, excuse me.
All right. I gotcha. Hey, nice big ups to the British Royal Air Force. They're writing from Manchester on their missiles, which are bound for ISIS targets. I love that.
That's awesome.
From Manchester, love. Here, take this. Eat this missile.
And they're now A-holes. Back to sharing information with us because at some point we were leaking everything involved in the investigation because apparently we can't keep our crap together. But now the British,
that's the problem with us.
Yeah, now they're back to sharing information regarding the investigation, but they had cut us off because no one can keep their mouth shut.
No, we told where the dude came from. He went to Syria, and we gave all that information.
They're like, hey, I know you guys like to talk in your country and give away stuff, but we're actually trying to run a legitimate investigation. Why don't you shut up? And eventually, I guess we assured them we would shut up. So now we're talking to the Brits again.
Did you happen to see the video of the guy who passed out drunk and he was sleeping on the trunk of a car and the dude drove 14 miles like fast and the dude didn't fall off?
No, that's a story right in your wheelhouse. I missed it.
Dude fell asleep. This is scary to me because he fell asleep on the back of the car, on the trunk, and the guy got in, drove away 14 miles. He was finally pulled over by cops saying, dude, there's a guy sleeping on the back of your car.
And what did he say in response?
Nothing. He said, oh,
he didn't,
sorry about that.
He didn't know. Wait a minute. Now,
I didn't know that there was a guy sleeping on the back of my car.
What's the size of his car? Because, I mean, I drive a smaller vehicle. So if someone was on the back of my car, I would notice it. I mean, you don't drive a giant vehicle. I think you would notice as well. How do you not know that there's an extra 155 to 200 pounds on your car?
I have no idea. Well, I don't know. Can you tell when someone's sitting in the back seat? No.
No, but if he's on the back, aren't you looking through your rearview mirror at some point?
Well, and how about he didn't fall off? He was passed out. He was passed out, not holding on, and he did not fall off.
Hey, that's talent. You've never done
anything.
You've
got to watch the video.
You've never done anything that talented or that spectacular while you were drunk.
The dude is flying. No, I never.
You're just peeing bars.
I wouldn't go to sleep.
You just pee on the floor of bars.
Well, yeah, okay. Do you think it's in bad taste that at a school that a student was named most likely to be a terrorist?
Yeah.
Do you think that's in bad taste? Villanueva was named most likely to be a terrorist.
But Villanueva is the name that they jumped to and said that guy's going to be a terrorist? What, because he's brown?
I don't know why. Yeah.
I mean,
I would think, you know. So,
the obvious joke is.
Who would be most likely at our station?
I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game with you. He gets upset when we do that. He does not like it.
I didn't say who.
I know, but I'm not saying
I'm just
either.
Asking you. I want to do your opinion.
I'm not entering his name into the hat because he'll get upset. He doesn't like when you mention backpacks or airports, and rightfully so.
Or his nose or little feet. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it.
That's why he's changed his habits after the show. Like when we're in studio, we haven't been in studio all week, but we're in studio, he like runs out of the room now. Because of what happened that one time.
I don't know.
So I don't want to upset him. I mean, he's interviewing Shrek right now about whatever.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Brian Barrett.
Brian Barrett, he's too clear. He couldn't hide anything. Where's Brian going to hide something? He's translucent.
I don't know. He is translucent.
Brian Barrett's most likely to get into a bar fight discussing why Noma was better than Jeter. He's not most likely to be a terrorist.
Well, if you say... That Jeter was better. He might terrorize you. I don't know.
You missed it because
that's all I'm saying.
You missed it because you're out. But Brian Barrett filled in for you with Sean on that Friday. And do you know his nickname for Tom Brady?
No, what is it?
Tommy Five Rings.
Tommy Five Rings.
He calls him Tommy.
He calls him Tommy Five Rings.
He doesn't call him Tom Brady. He barely calls him Tommy. It's Tommy Five Rings.
That's embarrassing, is what that is. I'm embarrassed for him.
I'm embarrassed for Joel and Barry.
So, well, yeah, their laziness. Let's take a break because they're lazy, and we'll see if we can't get the two of them to wake up. They're probably on the back of a car driving, sleeping.
I think Barry's driving and Joel's passed out in the back of the car.
All right, let's take a break and see what they can, if they can do their own show for a change.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from BBVA Compass on Post Oak and Westheimer. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right. They're working on it still, guys. For those of you that are... big Usual Suspect fans, we apologize. They are out of BBVA Compass, where, oh, by the way, Robert Ory is going to be. I think they're at the 2200 Post Oak location because the JJ's girlfriend is going to be, well, she's the Houston Dash captain, and she's on the U.S. national soccer team. But you'll know her as JJ Watt's girlfriend. They are out at the BBVA Compass will be there today. From 2 to 4. So if you're looking for a great way to meet some famous people, then you can do that at BBVA Compass. Two locations. I believe they're going to be at the 2200 location, though, on Post Oak. And then there's the other one in Memorial. So you got that. You got that going on right now out at the Derry Ashford location, actually, is on Memorial. So get on out there and see the boys. They are going to be...
I just got word that Barry and Joel are on their way back.
Back to the station?
Yeah, and apparently they left a little bit ago. So They could be back before the segment's over. So our day will end shortly. But, yeah, the usual suspects will be back probably within the next 15 to 20 minutes, hopefully.
So they decided not to be lazy.
They decided to not just sit around at the stadium with no Wi-Fi. They're actually going to drive back and do their damn show.
How about if they do their show? I mean, wouldn't that be great if two guys who, they signed on to do a show here, that they actually do their own show?
It'd be nice for two guys who really who say they like to do it, appear to want to do it, to actually do their show on a Friday as opposed to making us cover for them.
Yeah. No. Work overtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a Saturday show to prepare for. How much sex talk can I get in if I'm helping these guys out?
Yeah. No, right. Now your sex show is
going to suffer. That's right.
Right? Because you just want to talk. You want to be thinking about sex right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How many? I don't have many more days in May. And May is masturbation month. I don't have many more days. And they're wasting my time.
I'm running out of time. Pleasure yourself month.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'd still be in my car right now, but at some point I would have been home, probably around 2 o'clock.
Doesn't mean you can't rub one out there.
I don't know if I like you saying that, to be honest with you. I don't know if I can dump that or I should dump that. I don't know. Yeah, but
I don't know.
You're right. I could do it in the car, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it at home. And I can't be home when I want to be home to get that done because of Barry and Joel.
And now you're going to hit traffic, and it's going to take you even longer to get home, and now what?
Yeah, my plans are ruined.
You might just have to stop the car somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to.
So if you get arrested for indecent exposure or lewd behavior, it's Barry and Joel's fault.
Man, that Valero on the way home is in for a treat.
Are you Kellen Winslow Jr.? Bring your tub of Vaseline celebrate the month?
You know what? That story amazes me only because I don't know if Vaseline's the best way to go about it. He was in a Target parking lot or a Walmart?
Yeah.
Go in there and get some
tubs of...
Go get some lotion. Is Vaseline your best bet in that when you're trying to get that done? Get some essential oils or something. Don't go with Vaseline.
Vaseline. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
If that's the way the man wants to go, who are you to tell him?
I would tell him not to do it in public. I mean, I don't carry Vaseline with me. I carry lotion, but that's because I'm a black man and we get ashy elbows, so I carry lotion. So that's always an opportunity, I guess, in your eyes. But no, not a tub of Vaseline.
But as an African American, you can always say, "Well, I just
for
like
my elbows.
Lotion up, right?
I swear it's for my elbows. I swear."
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's always. Always how I cover my tracks. My elbows are ashy.
Yep. Dell's sex show will be weak and flaccid without preparation. Yep. Thanks, guys. Now, who suffers? Beth.
I don't. The whole show suffers, John. Everyone. From Beth to Victoria, everyone suffers.
Well, yeah. So, there's repercussions all the way down the line. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Barry
and
Joel.
Thanks, Usual Suspects. Yeah.
Nice job.
Thanks, Usual.
The only one who showed up today was Nick. Nick's the only one ready to work. And he can't work because the other two decided they're not interested in their jobs.
Right. I mean, do we have to go to HR? Do we need to call Laura in on this one?
I mean, Laura may need to sit down with them and tell them. Maybe Todd needs to get in on it as well. Guys, what are you here for other than to work?
Yeah. And what are you doing?
Not working.
HR&P. That's who we're calling.
Now, are you saying HR&P? Now Laura has a use? Now you're saying Laura actually has something to do?
Well, I mean, now, well, she didn't have anything to do till now, did she?
Until Barry and Joel.
HR&P.
A huge HR problem. Barry, Joel, and the Usual Suspects.
Yeah, we thought you were the HR problem.
No,
look.
I've conquered my issues. I show up to work. I've found a new route, so I'm never late because I don't have to deal with 45 on the way to work anymore.
What new route? You don't want to tell everybody, though.
No. I don't want to tell
them. Do not give it up.
It's a surface street route. It takes me from 225 directly to 59, and I don't have to deal with the fluctuations between traffic on 45. Never have to worry about being late again.
Now you feel good about your life.
I feel good. I felt better when I thought I could go home at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, right, right. But now, now you're staying till what?
At least 1:30.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Here's an interesting question. I want to ask your opinion on this Astros thing. Okay, Springer in the leadoff hole. I'm opposed to it.
You know how I
like
feel.
Springer. I like Springer in the five hole.
I brought up Springer's issues last year, and he turned it around for a bit, was hitting the ball pretty well, and kind of petered back to what he normally is. Oh, look, Barry's in the room, and Joel. Joel's not too happy with us. He gave me a look. Joel's not thrilled.
What is Joel not thrilled with? Joel shows up for work?
He gave me a mean look, and all I can say is, how about you show up and do your job? Don't give me a look. Just sit down in your seat. That's all.
How about you do your job once? Why do you make us do your job?
Yeah. He came in, mean mugged me, and I'm covering for you.
If this was a union, you know what? They'd be suspended, these two.
Suspended. Joel's pointing at me. He's like, you're on the list, buddy. He gave me a point. I'm just covering for you guys, doing my job, actually doing more than my job, and I'm catching crap. Who caught crap?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Who caught crap?
Guys, now, have I been able to start drinking my alcohol yet? No, thanks to these two.
By far the worst two segments this show
has
ever
had. Yeah, no
doubt.
Granato carrying nothing except for his clubs because the caddy left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Congratulations, guys.
And Del can't drop off a special batch before 2 o'clock. Life sucks.
HR will be calling you two.
Had us carrying the station on our backs because these two wouldn't show up to work.
Now I've got to go text and tweet everyone that listens to this show to tell them to come back now.
That's fine.
They probably left.
You didn't think part of the plan was to ruin you guys?
Yeah.
The manual labor side of you carrying anything, not there.
Barry, you're going to call your mom? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, she was the first call. She's been down from day one, of course.
Yeah, there's your listener. Got to get her back.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Why don't you guys throw a break so the real radio can begin?
Lazy. All right.
Thank God.
Start your lazy
back.
Show.
Start your lazy-ass show. At least Nick showed up for work. Embarrassing.
Nick is here. Sharabra.
Nick Sharabra.
All right, boys.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Well, well, well. Happy Friday. F yeah, everybody.
What? Are we doing that?
I'm doing it every week. Okay. I don't care.
All right.
So we're back. Barry and I have made the worldwide trek from BBVA Compass back to the studio because we're so damn dedicated to you people that I saw Barry blow off at least 3 red lights just to make sure that we got here on time.
Actually, I did have to give the finger to a lady.
Oh, to a lady even?
Yeah. She wouldn't go.
You guys did get here pretty quick.
She was at the red light at Post Oak and what is that?
Westheimer.
And I'm pretty sure she was waiting for all cars to cease being on the road before she pulled out to take the right, to make the right. So she got a pretty stern honking.
Well, I was 5 cars back in you, and I was hitting on the horn.
And while I'm honking, I didn't give her the little burp. It was more of a, like I just laid on it, and I didn't stop until she went. And so there was about a 45 seconds of pure honking. And she finally went. And then at that point, I don't have time to BS. So I was going to go around her. And then she did the a-hole move of the century, which is once she did go, she went really fast because she knew I was trying to get around her.
Yeah.
So then she speeds up, and then she starts shaking her hand at me. And so I gave her the finger. Go.
Wow.
There you go. You get it, Nick. Move. Get out the way. But why'd you bleep the bitch?
So wait a minute.
Radio version, baby.
So it's the lady that gets the finger and the honk.
Yeah, she got a stern honking.
And all she did was shake a fist at you.
Well, she started that. She started it by not going. So all I was going to do was honk and go around her. And then she shook her fist at me. So she got a finger. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it. But it happened.
You sound proud of it.
No.
I think he does too, Nick. I'm
no,
with you.
Not proud. It's just a fact. This is what happened for me trying to get here as quickly as possible so that Dale can go masturbate in his car.
Yeah.
And Granado can go masturbate on the golf course. I'm assuming that's what he does. I don't know.
Both of them are playing with their balls. Just one's in private and one's on a public golf course.
Yeah, so that's how that was my drive over.
And the fact that our boy Nick wasn't beating anybody over the back of the head when they blamed us instead of the people that should be blamed.
This was like a perfect opportunity for me to just do absolutely nothing.
You liked it, didn't you?
The technical difficulties wasn't my fault. I didn't have to drive anywhere. I just chilled talking to producer Joe George the entire time.
I thought you'd be on the air. And that would have been a better solution in my mind. I turned on the radio on the way here expecting to hear you to try and upgrade the level of whatever Dell tried to bring to the table. And instead I heard him and Granado. And I thought, oh, well, God, there go our ratings.
As much heat as Granado was giving you guys.
Yeah.
He wanted to do the same. He wanted to fill in.
Because he knows where there's a real slot, where there's real interest.
Yeah, there's finally ears listening to the radio at 1 o'clock.
Okay, all right, okay. Who wants to join the usual suspect? Who doesn't?
John, is that you? What's going on here? I don't know. I'm confused.
He's in studio.
Yeah. I'm doing my tea time, so I'm going to sit the whole show with you guys.
I'm mad at him. He didn't read my tweet. Very rarely do I reach out to those guys. I mean, very rarely do I listen to their show. All right, maybe I listen to it every day on my drive in. It's possible.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking. I need to.
Just
want to
hear Dell chime in from the producer studio.
But they were talking about the Gay Bowl and how there's a Gay Bowl. I need to look this up and see because I know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas tickets to the Gay Bowl.
We can sell them.
Yeah, but he wouldn't read my tweet about it, and I was pretty hurt. It was I put a lot of thought into that tweet. It was a fire tweet.
He's rarely on Twitter anyway.
No, he read it, like, right away. Like, I tagged him and Sean and Dale.
He read it. He pulled a Barry. He read it, but he also hit the brakes mid-read to not say it on the air.
He was like, I'm not, like, say that on your show. I don't understand what the big deal was. All I said is if the Gay Bowl isn't sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods, that's a fail. I don't understand why that was not something you would read. I don't know. It should be at the Outback.
I think it's marketing genius.
Outback Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Marketing genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, so there. I use it on the show.
Maybe Dell is going to wait to talk about it on Saturday night.
I love that Dell does a sex show.
Yeah.
One of three guys here that probably hasn't had sex in 9 years, and he's doing the sex show. Well, I like that.
That's why he's currently in the bathroom at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, are you doing Dale?
A little bit. Dale. We're doing Dale now.
You need more of a country.
Where's Chip
twang.
When we're doing Dale?
You need more of a country twang.
Yeah, your Granado is much better than your Dale.
Yeah.
All right, I'll work on it.
Your Dale you sounds like Joel.
No, it doesn't.
Your Dale sounds like me doing you.
Well, you sound like a black
high
guy.
School.
So there you go.
Well, that's true.
That's how we work this out.
This is all a big circle.
Whoa. All right, so we're back. We're in studio. 2200 Post Oak, if you did head down that way to try and check in with us, we're sorry.
By the way, nice bank.
Yeah, BBVA Compass.
Dude, that was fancy. I went in, and as soon as I get there, I had to go to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And well, first of all, I got to back up. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, did you even make it to the right location?
No.
Yeah,
no, I went to 2200 Post Oak Parkway.
Which is obviously is, not the remote.
It's on the other side of 610, down San Felipe away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I told you, hey, I'm running late, I'll be there at 12:50. No, that was there at 12:50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the right location. That was another 2200 Post Oak Parkway, not Boulevard. So then I get to that, and I'm like, uh-oh, I have made a mistake. So then I got to go back. So I finally get to the correct location. And as I'm walking in, there's a door that says, please use revolving door. And it's a lot of glass right here. And I got very confused and walked into the glass that surrounds the door. I just oh, and I was like, oh. And then the security guard was watching it, and he just shook his head at me like, you dumbass. Like, I walked right into the glass, and then now I'm miming, basically, feeling my way around this bubble of protective glass for the revolving door. I'm trying to find my way. I look like a dumbass Tom Cruise. Like, I'm just, like, going down, like, where's the opening? And then I finally get there, and I make it in. And I walked in, I was like, did you see that? He goes, yeah, I saw it. I was like, that was pretty dumb, wasn't it? He goes, yeah, pretty dumb. I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah. Mission possible. Is this possible to get in the door? You just got to find the right opening.
Mission imbecile. Boy, it was terrible.
Great,
was...
great looking bank. BBVA yeah. Compass on Post Oak, right across from Kenny and Ziggy's.
Yeah.
Robert Horry going to be there this afternoon.
From what?
The old Houston Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs. No. Oh, you mean like what time?
Yeah.
I believe it's like 1:45 to 2:45.
I thought that was the first location. I think the second location at 2200 is going to be a little
read
later.
The drops
day.
All week. Why don't you figure
yeah,
it out?
Yeah, I threw it away. No, we weren't going to read it today. So I
guess JJ
I can
Watt's
find
girl's going to be there from
we'll
the Dash.
We'll find it. Yep. We'll find it, and I will reread it with the appropriate information for you guys.
And by the way we take all of this with tongue in cheek and a grain of salt, right? The way John and Dell threw us under the bus.
No, I hate them. I'm not playing.
Okay. Well, I walked in the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know what happened, what went wrong, and who's to blame. And I said, all right, John, that's it. I blame you. Just kiddingly, I kept walking. So I just got water, and I came in. I go, and John was all, like, serious. And I went, seriously, no, John, really, I blame you. This was just a cluster. And I walked in. I'm laughing. He goes, F you, Joel. F you. And I'm like, John, I was just kidding, man. Just take it down a notch. We already know what happened and who's to blame.
He got mad at you?
Yeah.
Well.
It's like,
I'm impressed.
Goodness.
John got mad at him?
I yeah. like it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I've never seen John get mad at anyone. Boy.
Oh, there you go. I'm on the list.
I've seen him get mad, but...
Have you? I've never seen that man angry in my life.
Nah, I've seen him get mad before.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to
and
him.
And who?
He got mad at us one time because of technical issues one time. He didn't lose his cool. He's a cool, calm, and collected dude, but he can get mad. It's possible.
He got mad at us yeah, for technical issues?
No, I meant the network.
Oh.
Because we were like sharing like a... Like the unit that we used to connect with remotes.
Was when you guys...
And we kicked Fred and AJ off the air. That's what we did.
Oh, kind of like when you guys were kicking me off the air when I was in San Antonio.
Yeah, well,
you
that
wanted
was,
to show
that
to
was,
yourselves.
Yeah, well, we were... That was intentional.
That was Nick laughing through the window going, watch this. He's going to think it's an accident. He was going, and kicking
sure.
the plug
yeah,
out.
We didn't mean to kick Fred and AJ off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Well,
you guys
you
so
know,
much.
At least John handled it like HR friendly. I mean, he didn't F you. He let it all fly.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you're in here just fanning the flame.
Yeah, because it's not wasn't necessary, and it wasn't, wow. and there wasn't anything that said that that it really was his fault.
Fight,
yeah.
fight,
yeah,
fight, fight.
Well, I ain't scared. All right, we are here for the remainder of the show, which is till 4 o'clock. We are the usual suspects. If you want to join us, as you know, we are a very fan-friendly show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Right now, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Mac has a fantastic promotion going on right now. If you believe in your Astros and you believe they're going to win it all, well, then I believe you better get to one of the three Gallery Furniture locations and get you some bedroom furniture. Because if you get $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, like the adjustable base, all the great mattresses that they have, the Macapedics, the Tempur-Pedics, and everything that they have, and the Astros win it all, you get it all free. That's right. Buy $3,000 of bedroom furniture, including mattresses, Tempur-Pedics, Macapedics, adjustable bases, and all that. And then the Astros win it all, you get it free. Go to galleryfurniture.com for all the details. But Mac believes in what he says, and he has said these kind of things before, and you know he's actually paid up. So be aware that that is going on now, and if you need bedroom furniture, now is the time to get it. One of three gallery locations, Grand Parkway between Sugar Land and Katy, right in the heart of the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. And, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where if you buy today, you absolutely will get it tonight with no back order slips. Gallery will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's an FBF Friday because there's a lot of them going around. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 o'clock. After a little technical difficulties, we are back in the studio. Again, shout out to BBVA Compass, 2200 Post Oak, right across from Kenny and Ziggy's in the Galleria area. Wonderful bank location, brand new. And if you need anything banking-wise, BBVA Compass and their great staff will take care of you. Unfortunately, we couldn't take care of the remote, so we got back to the station. So we wouldn't allow you to go the rest of your day without some sunshine in it. Right?
That's right.
So did you watch a game last night?
I did. Go Astros.
Yeah, me too. I watched basketball, and I know the one you didn't watch and most of America didn't watch, And I know most of America couldn't even find it, but that hockey game was unreal.
When I saw it was tied 2-2 in double overtime, I was like, oh, I'm going to go watch this. And I flipped over, and it had just ended.
Oh, really?
Like,
at least
whatever.
You found it.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the basketball. I know I lied and said I would.
Yeah.
But I had started with the Astros. The basketball started 30 minutes later, so I was kind of into the game. And then I recorded it, but then I was flipping back and forth, and I started doing the LeBron triple-double watch, which he got close.
Yeah, I thought you were dead on it.
35, 8, and 8. That's not too shabby.
Nope.
So I was like, I thought he was going to get it. And so I'm kind of, and then I knew the final score, and it was like 33 points. I was like, I'm not watching that game. I know what it was. It was a blowout from the get-go. So yeah. I didn't need to watch it.
Well, I saw you tweeting that when you did flip over to check on the game, you missed the home run, one of the home runs.
Centeno's home run. I was so mad. So, yeah.
So at least we got, I mean, look, and I'll tell you this. I say this all the time, but if you're a true sports fan and you just love the drama of a game seven, NHL hockey, I'm not a regular season NHL guy by any means. I'm not Fred or AJ. But at the same time, when you get a game seven that goes overtime, sudden death, and the only thing better would be the winner wins the Stanley Cup. But if the winner goes to the Stanley Cup, the intensity level and everybody waiting on every shot and every, you know, every power play, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But all my friends were texting me going, well, when I try four different channels and I still can't find it, it can't be that great because somebody's doing something wrong at the NHL, and I could not agree more. Now, I don't think it should be on NBC proper, but I think that there should be an easier way to find that game because, you know, whether you make another deal with ESPN or you find somebody to carry it, but on NBC Ocho, it's hard to find.
Yeah, but the thing is that people that care about it knew exactly where it was. That's the difference. The casual fan that's just like, somebody texted me and said, oh, you got to check out this hockey game. It's double overtime right now. They're not a hockey fan. They're not – the people that needed to know or wanted to know knew.
Well, that's only because they
north,
did their homework.
No one was struggling to find that game in Minnesota or wherever they love hockey.
Well, but I got buddies here that are big hockey guys, and they were getting off of work and trying to find it. And,
see?
And some of the guys said, well, thank God that I had watched some of the other playoff games on that channel to know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is no way I would have found that game.
I kind of feel like, though, if you're a big hockey fan, you know.
You know where your local bar is, and your local bar is putting it on the satellite. Maple Leaf
even
on
then,
Richmond
though, if you're staying home,
is going to happen.
If you're staying home, you're like, all right, I know what I'm going to, you know, I'm going to watch hockey tonight, and it's on this channel. Everyone does that. Like, you look up on the internet, it'll tell you radio and TV, what station, what time. People look that up all the time if they care. That's just it. All I'm saying is the casual fan couldn't find it, or the not even casual fan. Just the average sports fan that doesn't give a crap about hockey couldn't find it. That's different. But the real problem was I knew what it was. I looked up I saw it on ESPN, and it said what station it was on. The problem was finding the station on UVerse. That was the problem.
See, on DirecTV, you go to 205, which is the sports mix, and it gives you like the top eight sports things going on, and then you just click on that, and it goes to it. That's how I found it.
I have to start like at ESPN and then just start scrolling, and I eventually found it, and that's why I was too late, and I was not really heartbroken about it. I don't know. One year I got into hockey. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
It's exciting. Like I said, playoff hockey is intense, and it's exciting, especially when it's tied and it's overtime, it's sudden death. But a lot of people, it's just not their cup of tea, and I get that. I mean, we know that we don't talk about it on a regular basis because it's not their cup of tea. But I just think having been there in person for playoff games, but then also watching it on TV, the intensity level and kind of the stress that's going on, that kind of drama is fun.
Yeah, I know playoff hockey is fun. I mean, I've watched playoff hockey before. I don't know. It's not a thing. Because I never grew up watching it, I guess.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I don't make it appointment watching. I mean, I would be lying if I said I'll probably watch one of the Stanley Cup Finals games. I probably won't, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Just like I don't feel like I'm missing. I know there are diehards. I know there are people that love hockey. I get it. And it's the same with soccer. I don't feel like I'm missing anything when I don't watch a soccer match.
Well, and the only difference is, and I do commend the NHL for trying to change the regular season to at least have a shootout at the end. But I've said this before. Soccer is tough for me, especially because it can end in a 0-0 tie. And I went to USA-Mexico a few years ago here at NRG that ended in a 0-0 tie. And I was like, can I get that 3 hours of my life back?
Yeah.
That's tough for me. And I know other people are so passionate about it that they just, that's okay. 0-0 is fine as long as the game was played the right way. And I'm not that guy. But playoff hockey, I can watch.
I love this text. You bitches don't know nothing about hockey. Don't say anything about it till a good playoff game. First of all, sir, may I commend you on your great grammar?
Of course.
Your English is outstanding, sir. And then he said, hockey is great, Barry. You suck. Once again, I want to compliment you on your intelligent and thoughtful text, sir. You have proven that hockey fan, once again, intelligently rises above the rest. Dude, shut up. Like, just because I don't like hockey, you're going to get butthurt? Wah.
Skate off. You guys have to skate off.
Why don't you go? Why don't you just tune into to another show that talks hockey? Oh, because there are none in this town.
Now, Fred and AJ have been talking about it. AJ's a big national.
No,
Predators
they talk
fan.
For like 2 minutes. They don't even dwell on it.
A couple segments.
Fred's married to a Canadian. That's
sure.
All.
Oh, Fred likes hockey.
Jerk face.
Wow.
Look, and then he's now I get this text. You won't talk that in person. Says the guy texting me. Dude, just relax. Like, get over it. My God, people get so upset when you talk about if they're a hockey fan or a soccer fan.
This is real life, Barry. You offended him. He's meeting you in the parking lot.
Because I said I've watched hockey and I know it's fun, but I don't watch it. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. You're going to fire off some text, bro.
Nobody cares till the playoffs anyway.
Take a sip and relax.
I don't care. I'll be the one to say it. I don't care. No one cares until the playoffs. And even the playoffs sometimes people don't care
about.
You
got to love say it to my face guy. Oh, my God. Really, dude?
You're
I'm 43.
A keyboard warrior.
I'm 43. I don't do say it to my face stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Man, jeez. I'll tell you what. Some people.
Good times.
Their life must be so good so that they
glad
have to go and take
Friday.
Shots. Yeah, and we get 3 day weekend.
Well, some of us
some
do.
Of us do. You, oh, you obviously
you guys,
get a 3 day
I'll think
weekend.
Of you on Sunday. Yeah, yeah, I will. I think of you both when you guys are eating your pizza or doing whatever you're doing.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. That is going to be fun. I look forward to that.
Is that a regular thing now every Sunday?
It seems
pizza?
Like
yeah.
It.
They bring a pizza. And then we're going to the game, and I'm going to try the waffle. The chicken
waffle
and
cone.
Waffle cone.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what place it is. It's at Section 126, but it's that's all I remember.
Because the other girl was going to send us to the other side of Minute Maid Park.
We're like, hey, where do you get the chicken and waffle cone? It's like behind the foul pole, behind the Crawford boxes. I was like, okay. And then we asked one more chick. Nick was smart enough to say, let's ask this lady. She might know. So we asked another lady. She goes, yeah, it's Section 126. I used to work there. So, of course, we go to 126 first. That's where it was. But it's a cone. It's a waffle cone with mashed potatoes in the bottom, chicken strips on top. I think I saw chives in the picture that I took of it. And then it's drizzled with honey mustard. Oh, sex me.
The mashed potatoes part is what I'm looking forward to.
On
the
waffle
most.
Cone? Bro, that sounds so good.
That part of the idea was perfect.
So you're going pizza and then chicken waffle cone surprise.
We're gonna be stuffed on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a pizza that I requested that he make. I said I've always wanted to have a pizza that had ribeye, medium rare ribeye, chunks of ribeye, not shaved or anything, just like cut up, cubed, cut ribeye with mushrooms and onions. On the pizza. Oh, I can't wait for this.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope they're bringing something for the other guys.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Wow. All right. Well, we got plenty more show to get to. We got one in the books, two to go, plenty more show. So please give us a call or participate in some way, shape, or form, unless you're texting Barry that you want to meet him outside. 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN for the HRNP listener line where you can call and text or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.